Well, Liam, first of all, this competition is just not happening, is it?
No, it's not. I think we've came close in probably two or three games and been outplayed in the rest. You know, as I said, it's not really gone for us so far, and at the minute we've got no momentum, and you know, it's going to be very hard to qualify now.
198, that was always tough to get, wasn't it?
It was, I think, especially after the start of 20 for 3. I think, you know, for them to get 190 or whatever they got was probably a little bit poor from us to allow them to get that many. Albeit it's a tough ground, obviously, to defend when someone gets going. But as I said, we weren't good enough again today, and yeah, it's not good enough.
I mean, 58 off the last four overs in their innings, that was when you came off. You know, what were you thinking then?
Yeah, obviously, from the position that we were in, obviously, probably, you know, probably 20 too many. But as I said, that was gone. We had to try and chase, I think, 198, and as I said, we weren't good enough.
You and James Vince, though, in the middle, I mean, there was hope then, wasn't there?
Of course there was. I mean, it's the sort of ground where, you know, you can probably chase 15 and over for two or three overs. And sometimes you'll come off and sometimes you won't. But me and Vince, you were chatting out there, and we were just going to go most balls because we needed 13 and over for a long time. And it came off for a long period of it, and to need, I think, 23 off the last over, we gave ourselves a chance, but couldn't do it.
Yeah, 23 off the last over, there was, what, 48 off three. That's tough, but it's always doable, isn't it, in that situation?
Without a doubt, especially here, and I think they had to bowl a spinner as well towards the end, so that was a plan to target the spinner. That came off, but as I said, the 23 off the last over is always going to be tough, but I said the position we were in gave yourself a chance.
82 from you, your second career best in this year's competition.
Yeah, I've played pretty well in white ball cricket now for, you know, all winter. I felt like I played quite well in the franchise that I played for, and then, you know, I've carried it on so far this year. Listen, yeah, it's nice to score runs and contribute like that, but as I said, you need to be winning games, and for us, I need to win one game is very poor with the team we've got.
Do you think playing in the Pakistan Super League in the winter has helped your batting in this competition?
I think playing in the T10 League definitely helped my batting, because, you know, power hitting for me is something I find very hard. Still something that I'm working on, but I feel like I'm getting better at it. And hopefully I can, you know, potentially bat higher up, you know, as my career goes on in the order.
Because, I mean, in both games where you've got runs, at Beckenham and here as well, you've come in situations where you've lost wickets early on, tough run chases, and yet you've got big runs.
Yeah, I think it's nice. In 2020 cricket, I think, you know, it's really nice to bat in the power play, and sometimes I think, you know, people that bat middle order will understand that coming in the middle order is hard work sometimes with the fielders out, and boundaries are hard to come by sometimes. So it's nice actually sometimes to know that you've got a period of time to bat and you can get yourself in, and then obviously when you're in, then you can obviously strike the ball how you want it.
So this loss now, where are you guys at roughly in this competition?
I don't think we're out. I think we have to win every single game now. So every game's a final for us. We have to win. If we win 6 out of 6, we'll probably potentially could sneak fourth. So if we do that, there's a chance. But if we don't win every game, then we're going to be out of this competition.